topics concerning the words aras or ar are mentioned. So if there is an objection to topics in which the words aras and ar are mentioned, then we should not discuss at all Bhakti-rasamrita Sindhu, because the whole subject matter of Bhakti-rasamrita Sindhu is Bhakti Ras. Now, as far as this book goes, there are different divisions: sadhana bhakti, prema bhakti, bhava bhakti, and bhakti ras. But if we look at the entire book, you can see that more than, actually about 80% of the book is dealing specifically with bhakti ras. And about 20% of the book, or even less than that, is dealing with sadhana bhakti, is dealing with the practices which, if we follow, can qualify us to attain this bhakti ras. So within the whole discussion of bhakti, which is contained in this book, only a small percentage is actually dealing with sadhana, and the rest is dealing with sadhya, or the goal to be obtained by sadhana. And then even within sadhana, we find there are different divisions, Vaidhi sadhana and Raganuga sadhana. So, if there is an objection to discussing these topics, then we would have to eliminate more than 80% of this book. But we see that Rupa Goswami, he is already in his, with his fine intelligence and understanding and realization, he has already discriminated what topics are suitable for sadhakas to hear and what topics are suitable only at a more advanced stage. And therefore, he has composed two books, Bhakti-rasamrita Sindhu and Ujjwala Nilmani. So the topics which he considered to be fit only for those who are on an advanced stage, he already puts in another book, Ujjwala Nilmani. And the books which are for all sadhakas to study, and the topics which are for all sadhakas to study, he has put in Bhakti-rasamrita Sindhu. And in the very beginning of sadhana bhakti, the very beginning of his description of sadhana bhakti, he clearly states, Prithvi sadhya bhagat sadhya bhava sa sadhana abhida nitya sirasya bhavasya prakratyam kriti sadhyata. This, he is defining sadhana bhakti here. And he says that sadhana bhakti consists of those activities which are enacted through the medium of the senses and which bring on the manifestation of bhava. This is called sadhana. And he says, nitya-siddhasya bhavasya, this bhav is a eternally self-accomplished phenomenon. It is not something which is brought about by sadhana. It is eternally existing in the hearts of the Lord's eternal associates. And the relationship between sadhana and sadhya, or between sadhana and bhav, is that by performing sadhana, the heart gradually becomes purified and fit to receive this nitya-siddha bhav in the Lord's eternal associates. So this sadhana actually means that process by which that nitya-siddha bhav becomes manifested in the heart of the sadhaka. So without knowing this information, without knowing what is sadhya, what is the goal to be obtained, and how it is to be obtained, then there cannot be any sadhana. Sadhana implies that there has to be sadhya also, information of the goal. Then we are not actually doing sadhana. Even in the material realm, if someone is going to university, or is learning any kind of profession, there has to be some goal. If he's just going to university, and someone asks, why are you going to university? I don't know, I'm not qualified to know why I'm doing this. I'm just doing it, and when I become qualified, then it will be revealed to me automatically why I'm doing it, and then I will understand. But that is, no one operates on that basis in the material world. So if we are doing some activities, which we are calling bhakti, but there is no knowledge of the goal, then it is not even karma, it is simply nishphal, simply fruitless labor. Because at least in karma, karma has some goal also. But if we have no knowledge of the goal, then it is simply nishphal, fruitless labor. So, therefore, all the topics which are described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, understanding what is bhava bhakti, what is prema bhakti, how it comes about, understanding what is bhakti ras, all of this information is essential to the sadhakas. It is essential for them to understand these things in order to properly perform sadhana. Because again, Rupa Goswami's definition is that sadhana means that which brings on the manifestation of bhava. So we have to know what it is. This morning I was reading in the Gita, the 16th chapter, where the divine qualities were described. And in Baladeva Vibhushan Prabhu's commentary, he gave some very interesting definitions of different words which are applicable in this connection. He describes arjavam. Arjavam means simplicity. But he gives a very interesting definition of simplicity there. He says, Sradalu Srutrishu Vagyata Arat Agopanam Geyam. This means that those who are faithful, those persons who are hearing some katha, and who are faithful, then Svagyat Arthanam Agopanam Geyam. The person who is speaking and has realized knowledge, he should not hide that from those who have faith in him and who are eager to hear. So this is significant, because the qualification for discussing these subject matters is to have full faith in the hearer and also in the subject matter. And the speaker must also be qualified. So if the speaker is qualified, in other words, svagyat arat means that he has realized the meaning. So if the speaker has realized the meaning of these discussions and the hearers are faithful, then it will be fruitful. Then it is legitimate to discuss these topics. But if the speaker has no realization and the audience has no faith in the speaker or in the subject matter, then they are not qualified to hear, and then they are just the opposite of arjavam. They are not displaying simplicity, but duplicity. So duplicity is only there when the speaker is not realized and the hearers are not faithful. And one other interesting definition he gave of maradavam. Maradavam means softness or gentleness, soft-hearted. So he says there, sat-patra sanga vicheda asahanam. This is how he defines softness of heart. He says that to give up the association of a very elevated and qualified person, one who cannot tolerate giving up such association, he is soft-hearted. So anyone who is able to give up the association of a highly elevated person, he is not soft-hearted, but rather his heart is like stone. So, if we want to make progress in bhakti, we should very eagerly take the association of such a satpatra, such a qualified person, and with great faith, we should hear all these topics, and then we'll be able to enter into bhakti in a real sense.
I was saying that some persons have no taste in clear. This would have taste. Very clearly, Nadi Prabhu. Clear. What to hear, how to hear. From whom we have to hear. If we don't know our goal and we don't know, we have no knowledge how it can be achieved, then really we are doing no sadhana. So he clearly told also in Bhaktira Sami Sindhu, any devotee is qualified to read it and to hear. If from any bona fide Vaishnava, so good. And if the association is not there, then to read and select some question when a good association will be. He also told that Rupa Goswami has written two books according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu as a first book and Ujjwala Nilmani second book. Both books are combined in one book. But those who are not qualified, they should only read Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. From beginning to end, everything has been given in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, but Madhur Bhav has been not given, so clearly in Sutra. Sutra, you know?
Short, condensed form.
Very condensed form. So, for higher rank of devotees, they can see Ujjwala Nilmani. And for others, they should follow. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and all the books of our Goswami, really no Vaidhi-bhakti. No real. Ramanuj, Madhva, Vishnu Swami, what they are practicing and teaching, giving, they have written books, all are by these books. But Rupa Goswami and his followers, even Vaidhi Bhakti, it is the platform of for Raganga. In this way, we see also Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam. For beginners, it has been told that do this Vaidhi Bhakti. But yet, they have made all these things in such a way that by following Chaitanya Charitamrita's opinion, very soon anyone can have some more to enter in Raganuga. Our goal is Raganuga. For sadhana. Not only Vaidhi Bhakti. Any acharya for line, they are not told that you should always be in Vaidhi Bhakti. As example, we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling to Raya Ramananda, Kirup Lailenam Prem Upajaya Sahar Saru Lakhan Sunaram Raya. We are chanting Harinath. But in what process actually that prem will come? You should tell us. That when we will chant Hari name, Nainam Galadashru Dharaya Padanam Gadagada Uddhaya Jira Ulukar Nichitam Bapuha Kadasana Naam Brahmi Bhakti. This is Bhavakti. So, if the sadhans are not done for this bhavati, nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakattam ridhi sadhyata. If I am not doing sadhan for all these purposes, how nitya siddha bhav will come? Where is nitya siddha bhav? We can narrate a story from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Varanasi Kashi. Sanatana Goswami getting up everything came to Varanasi. When he left Prasansa Bhasa, the Prime Ministry
post.
Empty-handed he left. But he took his servant. His servant Ishan was so in service mode that he prayed him that he should do. In a jungle, you know, you have read that history. Some dacoits knew that they are some coins, golden coins. And they wanted to murder both and to take that coins. Sanatana Goswami knew the fact, was so intelligent and prime minister. Why they are serving us without any gain? There must be some reason. So he asked Ishan, have you something? He told that as how much? He told that 7 gold coins with me. He took and gave it to Mr. Kai Sardar.
Leader.
He began to laugh. Oh, you are so intelligent. They are going to murder you both for these coins. But Krishna has arranged that we have not to murder, and you get it yourself. We know that he has 8 coins. He has kept one, kept him. But no harm, now no problem. We will help you to go to your way. He helped, and they came out of that jungle. And then they crossed the jungle. Sanatana Goswami told the Ishan, "Have you something more?" "Yes, I have one more." "Why you have kept this snake, this poison, dangerous poison?" He told that, "I have kept you for your service. Take this coin and go away to your home. Return to your home. You cannot go with me. Being with in society, I cannot do sadhana and bhajan. We will be murdered." So, and he came to Chaitanya. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is asking with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is ordering, answering. He is telling a story that there was a man, there was a boy who was very poor. Poor, so poor. But actually he was not poor, but outwardly he was poor. He was begging here and there. Once, a friend of his father, expert in also astrology, so much, he came and told, "Oh boy, you are not poor, but I am seeing that you are like as so very poor and bigger." He told that, "I have nothing to take, nothing to eat, nothing to wear. Only a very old house, and this house is also what
many homes
dilapidated this day. No, no. I know your father from beginning, and also I know astrology. He has kept so much wealth for you, and it has been kept in anywhere in Rome that we used to read. So you should dig out, and we'll have that wealth." He began to dig in west side of the Rome. Told him, "Hivan, no, don't do that. It will be old, very big and poisonous snakes will come and across fighting." Then he began to dig in south. "Oh, don't do so. There are jaksha." Jaksha means any kind of ghost or anything. They will do harm to you, so much harm. You can be dead also. Don't do. Then he went to west and began to dig. He told that there are so many poisonous
insects.
They will at once come in thousands and lakhs and bite you here and there, and you will be dead. "And what should I do? Come. And he went in the east of that room, told that, "Very little you have to dig out." So he dig out. And a jug full of golden coins there. He became so happy. He's getting instance that really Krishna is our father. Krishna is our father. And the friend, Guru. Guru is friend of Krishna. Krishna is himself Guru. So in the steps of Guru, Krishna comes, descend to us, sing us so to us. No happiness, nothing in this. But Krishna has kept in our swaroop that thing. But love, divine love. It is not to taken from anything, anywhere else. It is on our swaroop. Guru comes and tells and teaches us where to dig, how to dig. Don't go towards yog, karma yog, karma, gyan, mayabadi, and all others. If you dig towards mayabadi, advaitvad, then a very poisonous serpent will come and bite you. And then you will have no sense at all. Like a stone, your body will be there. So annihilation in Brahma, zero Brahma, is like that akar, that kind. So we should not go towards advaitvad or mayabadi. If you go to karma, they will bind you in the chain of birth and death forever. Don't go. If you go to Patanjal and all others, then Japs will come and will catch hold. And you also be there. Having no fruit, so don't go away. West is Bhakti Yog. Bhakti Yog. We should adopt Bhakti Yog. Guru will tell, I am giving him the seed of the Bhakti Yog. What he is giving? Seed. The thing that when we were, our swaroop was going on, in swaroop bhakti is there. Nitya siddhasya prakatang ridhi sadhyata. Try to understand this. By instance, you can understand something. In sea, sea is full of water. There are some seeds.
Oyster shell.
Oyster shell. You know?
Oyster shell.
Water from sea in vapor, it goes up. And in a special Swati Nakshatra, it comes down and goes into that
shell.
That shell. And pearls is there. From where this pearl came? Who will tell? From where? From the rain of the Swati Nakshatra, or it was in the shell?
It was in the shell.
Please loudly.
The shell is already
think about it, I see problem.
You should tell. Use your intelligence. We'll have to something practice. Develop our senses also. Where is that pearl?
It was already in the shell, but it required the rain to nourish it to bring it out.
Yes. No? If it was in rain, it is in rain, then the same water, in same season, swati nakshatra, if it comes in the serpent's hood, it becomes mani, jewel. If it goes in elephant here, then it becomes gajamukta. Gajamukta, you know, a kind of also. If it goes in banana or banana tree, then it becomes karpur nitanta. So many things are going on. If it comes in the cow's hoof, it becomes goroshana. Many things from that rain drops. So the potency of the mukta is in that very cells. Rain helps become rain. Another, we have so many states, mango, neem, tetherin, you know?
Orange.
So much sour. Imli?
Tamarind.
Bubble tree, or any? 4, 5, 6 kinds of seeds can be given in same soil. And Ganga's water is given to them because they are on the bank of the Ganges. Same air, same sun, same gardener serving all. But from mango seed, very sweet mango fruit will come. From neem tree, very bitter. From bubble seed, long, what?
Thoughts.
From different seeds, different things will come. So this water is not going to be fruits or anything. There is something, what thing? The relation between Krishna and any jeev. The qualities and everything, very beautiful body is there. In latent position. But when Guru comes, by Shravana Kirtan, he gives how to serve Krishna. I want to serve Krishna. This seed gives. He nourishes the same water to all the devotees. But one becomes like Dasya, Shambhikans, Shakya, Shambhikams, Vatsalya, So it is in the sea, that potency. In our swarup, nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakattam hridi sadhyata. Gurudev gives method by his harikatha. How he can, that potency can be developed, and he develops by this. And then so we should try to know the method and follow. First we'll have to take outwardly, that is by the Buddha. If he has past impression, then he'll quickly develop. And if not past, last but present, it will take some time. But if both are there, he will develop all this very quickly. He will understand what Guru is telling. After that, gradually, he will come to Raganva. But this is very rare. Artificially, we should not try to do this all the time. It will come itself. Artificially, we should not try to sprout anything. It will come naturally, sprout. And if we will dig, a sprout has come up, we should break that seed and we should take out the sprout. Never. So we should try to follow all these things. Now it is 12:35. I wanted to tell so many things. Gradually I will try to give this thing in very simple manner that you can understand. Not so philosophically. I don't know so much high class of philosophy. And no, I have no equivalent words in English. In Hindi or Bengali, I can have told something. So, good philosophy, but I have no philosophical words.
Yes, you don't know high class philosophy, but no highest class of philosophy.
Now, we will go to another Sankirtan and take the Mahaprasada. Don't try to take Mahaprasada. Always try to serve Mahaprasada. Don't try to chant Harinam. Try to serve Harinam. Always use serve. Mahaprasade Govinde Nama Brahmani Krishna Salpapalma Matam Raja Vishwas. Like this. Always. In everything. Whatever you do, do for the benefit of the soul. Krishna. And when Krishna will be benefited, then our souls will also be
benefited.
Otherwise not. So whatever you do, do for benefit of Krishna and for soul, automatically it will come. If you sleep, sleep for Krishna. If you are taking anything, try to take it for Krishna. If you are going to stool, go for the benefit of Krishna. How it can be done? Very easily. It can be. I will sleep so that in morning I will rise in time and serve Krishna. If I am not going to toll, I cannot serve Krishna. So I should go So, for this the peace of Krishna. And having a friend, not for
worldly
enjoyment, we should have a friend to serve Krishna. I want a child to serve Krishna. I want some wealth for Krishna. Then it is not bandhan. Jagyathat karmano lokayamannatra karma bandhana vatatkam karma kandiyo mukta sanga samachara. So we should not only read and remember jagyathat karmano jagyathat karmano jagyathat karmano jagyathat karmano. No, try to go deep and see and realize what potency is there, what thinking is there. So all these slokas have so deep meaning. We should try to realize all the meaning. Then you will see that, oh, you are so happy. Krishna is so happy. So I request you all not only to remember, not only to distribute books here and there, also something for the views can be taken. And if you are not taking that view, only distributing and doing all, never be fruitful. Try to understand all the meanings, how to please Krishna by our all actions, by breathing, by seeing, by everything. And we should try to understand how you can apply all these things. Guru gives these things. Shiksha Guru gives all these things. So today, Gaur Premanande
Hari
Sri Guru Maharaj Ki
Jai.
Swami Ji Maharaj Ki
Jai.
Sri Nandana Gaur Hari Ki
Jai.
We have all come here by His grace. And by the grace of our Gurudev, He was in the ninth order, so we also pray to Him. And both were merciful, given mercy by their Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. So all glory goes there. What a, we should realize. I will try to explain something about name there. Here, meeting will be here. It is good for me because when here and there, I cannot take more rest. Previous days, I have taken, gone here, there, going here, there, so many meetings. So I want some rest. Here I am eating.